we could carry on the crackers and puddings quiz type thing, but we'll just give it, throw it open to everybody. There are seven I am sayings that John's gospel comes up with. Reflections on who Jesus was, is, from his experience as an apostle of being with Jesus for 3 years or so, seeing the resurrection, and then writes later from the sayings of Jesus and these seven summaries about I am he comes up with. So you know them all, don't you? The I am sayings, you know all seven? Yes? Okay, right, okay. Well, off you go then. I am the true, what's that one? Oh, very good, okay, that's true. I am the good. Oh, anyway, good. So, right, let's make sure, we'll just see there. So the two there, I am the true vine, I am the good shepherd. And then a couple more we've got here. I am the something. Yeah, I think that's right. I'm the light of the world. And I am the... Yeah, we just done that one. That was an easy one, wasn't it? Okay, if we just check those as well. So we've got four so far. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. And just see what is being said about Jesus in all these things that are being said. John only was with Jesus for 3 or 4 years, but totally bowled over by his experience of who he was and is. So we've got a couple more to go. I am something. Oh, yeah, good. And I am the... hang on, that's wrong. No, I am the gate is all right. I am the... something else. Yeah, there we are. We're giving it away now, but there we are. There's the answer. And again, we'll go through all these in a minute and just think a bit more what John was summarising about Jesus from them. But they're extraordinary, aren't they? You couldn't say this about anybody. You wouldn't say this about yourself, would you? You wouldn't go into work tomorrow and say, oh, by the way, I'm the resurrection and the life. It'd be people look at you strangely. And then we go on to the next couple here. The last one, this is. That is the way, the truth, and the life. We'll just sum it up there. And so seven extraordinary summaries about Jesus. And we just see them on the screen here about the summary there. The seven I am statements of Jesus. So what he's saying, I am the true vine. Life is in me. It comes out of me, Jesus is saying, and John records. The way, the truth, and life. There is a way through this life. We don't have to amble around. There is truth to be found, and there's life to be enjoyed and a fulfillment of life. I am the resurrection and the life. There is life after death. It may be in our mini deaths of when there's pain and suffering, life comes in Christ. But in our big death, when we go, the final death, there is resurrection to come. I am the good shepherd. There is somebody who cares for you. You're not on your own finding your way through this life. You are loved and cared for and looked after. I am the gate. We can't make it up as we go along. If you want to know when to enter into life, into truth, there is a way to go through. It is through Christ. I am the light of the world. The illumination for everybody, for everything, is found in Christ. And then that last one there, I am the bread of life. What more could you possibly need? What more do you need this year than Christ in your life as your peace, your fulfillment, your satisfaction, your hope, your glory, all of that? And there is much, much more, which I've just, I was playing around with this actually 2 weeks before Christmas. I told somebody earlier, I wrote 7 talks in 1 week, and this was one of them. Does it tell? This is a kind of summary that came up as I was just playing around with it. And you can't read it on the screen, but you've got it on the back of your news sheet. And it's not in any particularly good order, and I think I need to work on this, because this is the good news, as I just threw it out and brainstormed it, the good news of life in Christ. It's hopefully, I'm not sure even then all of it's there, and some of it's been pinched from books and so on. But the sin is removed is the fundamental thing, isn't it? To get over that our fundamental problem is sin, about not loving and falling short of God's glory. But in Christ, we are open to God. We have all the potential of God in us, with us, to be with us, of peace, strength, hope, forgiveness, faith, and the fruits of the Spirit grow in us as we know Christ. That is the promise. There is no barrier between us and God. There's a beautiful prayer around. I'm sure you're reading your prayer books at the moment. God, who came to share our humanity, that we may share in his divinity. The story of Christmas. And all of that is open to us and possible to us. It's all there for us. And there's more. There's about power. There's a power in our lives that is potentially there. And it's about not just for us. There's a justice to come. There's good news for the poor. There's grace and mercy. He gave his son to die for us. And And they are through there, banishing loneliness, turns bad things that happen to us into good things. The bad things will happen, but God is at work, the God of resurrection at work in them. And then there's more, that those are from the season of invitation stuff we looked at a couple of years ago there. I am God's ambassador, I bear much fruit and my fruit remains. So I'm not going to go through them all, but I'd encourage you to take them away and by 12 months' time, look back on this list and say, am I that person? Have I become more of that person? And I know for myself that there's some days I do feel quite a lot of that, other days I don't. But there is a process, a journey that we're on to become that person. And that is the good news that we have, is it not, in Christ? And my sure conviction is that the well-being of this church in the months and years to come will be how much we live that out. How much we live out that God in Christ is good news for us and for everybody else. And of course, the question is, if we're not experiencing it, why not? Well, there's a bit there at the bottom about being devoted, being thankful, being humble, and it's always coming back to those three areas, isn't it? Being devoted. I don't feel this today. I don't feel particularly that I was chosen before the foundation of the world. I'm loved with God's great love. But my faith tells me it is true. I will practice it. I will turn to God in devotion. I will worship him. I will be devoted. I will be thankful. I will be humble. And as we do that, as we pray, as we make time for silence in our lives, as we want to be that person of good news, then God can grow within us. So for 2019, that's my offer to you. That's Jesus, the bread of life, that you will grow in these areas, in these things, and you will be a person of good news. And then everything else will pan out from that, won't it? When we look at discipleship next Sunday, we will want to be a disciple because we're experiencing good news. We know it won't. You know, work and leisure and all that can be good and fine and family are great, but the fundamental, that is what we need to be the person that God wants us to be. And when we do that, everything else comes into place. Discipleship, the great event that Ellie organised at Surrey Hills School, we'll want to do more of that because we've got good news to share. We will want to relate to the 2,000 people of Westcott who didn't come to any Christmas services here. Well, I think about 500 did over December, so that's not bad, but there will be about 2,000 people this is totally alien to, totally out of their orbit. So if we are people of good news, we'll want to share it. We'll want to be people engaged in our community and want to be taking this good news to others. So there is the prayer, and that is that we will become these people. And I think somehow, some way, we need to communicate this to not just the 2,000 people, but also the 500 people who came into our church but are now gone away again for the coming year, and about actually taking this into their lives. Somehow we need to get this into form, that we can actually tell people there is the good news to be found in the faith that we practice and believe.